Om Shanti. What are we really doing when we make effort to stay in remembrance or increase our chart of remembrance or remember him alone? What are we really doing? Because it's somewhat obscure. I've always found that it's a bit obscure, this verb. We don't worship God, we don't pray to God, we remember God here in the Brahma Kumaris. So I've come to feel that what we're really doing with this effort to increase remembrance is actually we are investigating, exploring, and figuring out how to move into and settle down into a whole new framework of reality. A whole new paradigm. So, exploring it, investigating it, with the aim to move there permanently. In the new paradigm, I'm not who I always thought I was. I'm not the body. I'm this tiny sparkle, thinking and feeling, intelligent. And my original quality is to be very peaceful. That's the new framework of reality, the new paradigm. In the new paradigm, my mother and my father and my brothers and my sisters and all my relatives are not my relatives. In the new paradigm, I have this unlimited, perfect mother, unlimited perfect father, and I have so many brothers and sisters, a whole clan, the Brahmin clan, and they're all very loving and also perfect. That's the new paradigm. In the new paradigm, there are no problems, no problems, no difficulties. Everything is moving according to a predetermined plan, and it's unfolding in a most perfect way so as to bring benefit only to the whole of humanity, including me. That's the new framework of reality. In the new framework of reality, I don't have any enemies. I don't have any detractors. We're all actors in a drama on a stage, and the way it's set up is that every challenge I have in any relationship is really perfectly designed as a mirror to show me something in myself that needs to be transformed. Therefore, if I'm really making progress in my investigations of this new framework of reality, if I'm really beginning to figure out how to settle down into that new paradigm, then I'm going to find that it's less and less possible to justify so many different feelings and emotions that otherwise we're always justifying. So, for example, I'll begin to see how there's no reason ever to be afraid, nervous. There's never any reason anymore to be worried. No justification in feeling hurt or even stuck. Because, as I was saying, the new paradigm just doesn't allow for it. I'm an eternal being. I have very lovely, loving parents and family. Everything is happening according to a predetermined drama, which is perfectly designed for my benefit and for moving me forward. In the new paradigm, the framework of reality that God lives in, the feelings are of being connected and belonging, and there's a lot of purposefulness for my life and confidence. There's a lot of pride. There's a lot of love and happiness. So what does it mean if I'm still not feeling those kind of feelings? The new paradigm feelings, the feelings that belong to God's reality. What is it really saying if I've still got far more of the feelings of the old world, the old paradigm? Obviously, it means we don't have enough remembrance, but what is the partnering quality which really is a stepping stone to remembrance? A partnering quality which would make remembrance so much more natural and easy and deep. Some people might say, well, love would be a partnering quality to remembrance. And it is so true that the power of love is undefinable. But on the other hand, even Dadi Jenki often would say, when she speaks about love, check to see what kind of love people are giving you, and also what kind of love you're giving others. Because even in a recent Murali, Baba was saying that, yes, love is very important, but just as important as knowledge. And he was saying, in fact, it's got to be knowledge first. Because if it's not knowledge first, then the love you take from others or you give others further down the road could be creating a lot of problems. So there's also love and law. Of course, we always want to err on the side of love, but still, we can't really imagine that we'll move permanently into the new paradigm if the love we're working with isn't accurate, clean, pure, elevated. In other words, it moves along the rails of Baba's Srimat. So what's the partnering quality, the stepping stone to powerful remembrance? I have come to feel that it's actually faith. Faith. Faith in all these various aspects or components of the new paradigm. Or you could say the framework of reality that God works with and is a new framework for us humans. Because we've understood all these different components. We've understood ourselves as a soul. We've understood the Brahmin family. We've understood Baba. We've understood the drama. All these things have been understood. So what is it actually saying if I still can't enjoy the feelings that are connected to that new paradigm? Personally, I'm seeing that it means, even though I have understood these things, I don't have faith in them. I don't have faith in them. Faith would be the process of understanding and then believing, which would be like testing out any one of these aspects and proving to myself, for example, that I am peaceful originally, or that it is a benevolent drama. Having understood it, I move into believing it just by trying it out and having it work. over a long period of time, then I'm going to come to believe it. But even that is not the power of faith. Because you can very well believe something but not accept it for your life, means move along according to it. Because it's only when I really change my attitude, the way I'm speaking or the way I behave in a particular situation or in a particular relationship, that then it could be said, I've moved from just believing it to accepting it. That's the third, and it's at the acceptance point that we really start seeing faith, and it's this faith that begins to work as a power for us. I don't think we need much convincing to know the power of faith. There are so many stories about what has been achieved or attained just through someone's faith. It's an incredible power. I don't know the science of it, but I think all of us Brahmins have experiences of how many times we don't understand in detail, possibly, why Baba tells us to do this way instead of that way, but we do it his way instead of another way, oftentimes against a lot of opposition. It's our faith which enables us to carry on, and ultimately we see that being able to carry on is what brought the success. One of my favorite slogans in Brahmin life is, if you think you're going to fail, you're right. Again, reflecting what I'm sure is all of us, we would have had so many experiences of how faith can become a power for us. In other words, this faith that I am a victorious soul is a big part of the power which actually enables me to be victorious. So, if you are looking to increase your chart of remembrance, or you're just looking to make your remembrance more real or more permanent, then consider experimenting with remembrance within this context, as an investigation and an exploration of an alternative paradigm. In other words, the framework of reality that God lives in and you also want to inhabit. And then throughout the whole day, just keep investigating. Are my thoughts, my feelings, according to this alternate paradigm? Or maybe it's not that I've got thoughts or I'm saying or doing anything particularly reflective of the old paradigm, but is there the enthusiasm and intoxication of moving around in the new one? Because I think that that's where many of us are at. It's not so much that we are still running off of lots and lots of negative or even waste thoughts, as much as it's that we are still not running off of lots and lots of thoughts that are very pure, elevated, and powerful. Often as not, the mind is simply quiet, or maybe even somewhat blank or empty. that kind of mind won't secure us residence in the new paradigm. That might allow us a pass visit, a pass ticket to visit that paradigm from time to time, but not to be able to actually move hearth and home and go and live within that new framework of reality. The Dadis did do that. The Dadis did move hearth and home and lived in that alternate paradigm in permanence. Their minds, their hearts sparkled with the thoughts and feelings of their investigations, convictions, faith. So it might be that that's the real effort at this point. We just need to keep reviewing and nurturing my faith. My faith that I am he, time, the drama, this Brahmin family, is all that he says that it is. To keep nurturing that intoxication and enthusiasm. Because truly, there's one long celebration going on in that alternate paradigm. And I really come to believe that it's my intoxication and enthusiasm which is the ticket inviting me to move in. Om Shanti.
Whose words do you speak?